Well, that's true love, I think. Okay, I'll play a tune on the auto harp. Folk tune called The Golden Vanity.
Well, there was a little ship, and it sailed the seven seas. The name of that ship was The Golden Vanity. As she sailed upon the low and the lonesome water, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. And there was a pirate ship that also sailed the seas, and the name of that ship was the Turkish Reveille. As she sailed upon the low and the lonesome water, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. And there was a little cabin boy unto his captain said, he said, "Captain, oh captain, what'll you give to thee? If I sink that pirate ship in a lonesome water, if I sink her in a lonesome sea, $500 I will give to thee, and my youngest daughter, your bride, she shall be. If you sink that pirate ship in a lonesome water, if you sink her in a lonesome sea." Well, the boy then drew his breath, and all the boar jumped he, and he swam till he came to the Turkish Reveille. As she floated on the low and the lonesome water, as she floated on the lonesome sea. Well, he took out a tool that was made for his use, and he bore 9 holes in her bottom all at once. And he sunk that pirate ship in the lonesome water, yes, he sunk her in the lonesome sea. Swam back to his ship, and he beat upon its side. He cried, "Captain, take me in, for I'm weary with the tide. Tide, for I drown here in the low and the lonesome water. Yes, I drown here in the lonesome sea. No, I'll not pick you up," the captain then replied. "I will shoot you, I will drown you, I will sink you in the tide. I will sink you in the low and the lonesome water. Yes, I'll sink you in the lonesome sea. Well, if it weren't for your ship and your daughter and your men, why, I'd do unto you as I did unto them. Why, I'd sink you in the low and the lonesome water. Yes, I'd sink you in the lonesome sea." Well, the boy then bowed his head and down sank he, "Farewell, farewell to the Golden Vanity." As she sails upon the low and the lonesome water, as she sails upon the lonesome sea.
Play a tune on the hammer dulcimer now. Kevin Roach got finished with the mountain dulcimer. This is another type of dulcimer. It's a hammer dulcimer. The only real relationship is the name, which means translates into sweet sound. And I try to make it sound sweet. I know he sure did. This is an old Irish harp tune written by Turlough Caroline, who lived in the 1600s. He was blind. He would travel about Ireland writing pieces for people in exchange for food and shelter, sometimes little money. Some people don't believe he wrote it. I kind of like to think that he did. He might not have, but I attribute it to him. This is Planxty George Brabazon. Change the pace here. Look at all these microphones, gosh. For a while. I'll play you a tune on what some people believe to be one of the most ancient of all musical instruments. It's the old Jew's harp. So I could use your help on this one if you're not too hot and tired to clap along. This is Turkey in the Straw. Well, I had no hand, but you had wooden leg. Just the best old hand that ever laid an egg. But you laid more eggs than any hen on the farm. And another little drink won't do a rent of harm. Turkey in the straw, ho, ho, ho. Turkey in the hay, hey, hey. Pick them up, shake them up anyway. And I'll just strike up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Well, if frogs had wings and snakes had hair and automobiles went a-flying through the air, well, if watermelons grew on a huckleberry vine, then we'd have winter in the summertime. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, 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 pick 'em up, shake 'em up anyway, and I'll just strike up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. thank you. I reckon it's about time for a fiddle tune. Close out my little portion of the Florida Folk Festival. Get rid of some of this paraphernalia. It's a folk festival. What do you got all this electric stuff around here? Okay. This has got a chorus you can all join in on me with. This is a tune called Been All Around This World. The chorus goes, hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. It's not the hanging that I mind, it's laying in the ground so long. Hang me, oh hang me, and I've been all around this world. So we'll try that a couple times, okay? Dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I've been dead and gone. It's not the hanging that of mine, it's laying in the ground so long. I've been all around this world. Up on Blue Ridge Mountain, it's there I'll take my stand. High on Blue Ridge Mountain, it's there I'll take my stand. With a shotgun on my shoulder and a pistol in my hand, I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I've been dead and gone. It's not the hanging that of mine, it's laying in the ground so long. I've been all around this world, yes I have. Lulu, oh Lulu, come open up your door. Lulu, oh Lulu, come and open up that door. Before I have to blow it down with my old 44, I've been all around this world. Well, hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I've been dead and gone. It's not the hanging that of mine, it's laying in the ground so long. I've been all around this world. Put that rope around my neck and hang me up so high. Put the rope around my neck and hang me up so high. The last word that I heard him say, it won't be long till I die. I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I've been dead and gone. It's not the hanging that of mine, it's laying in the ground so long. I've been all around this world. Thank you.
Though this is Larry's first Florida Folk Festival, you may be sure that it won't be his last if we have anything to do with it. Let's give him another great big hand. We have three beautiful people here coming to do some Balkan folk songs for us. Their leader is Deborah Harding, and with her are Joyce Dewsbury and Pat Dreyer, and they'll sing a cappella. Aren't they pretty? I've seen them around here all day, and I wondered what they were going to do.
Our costumes are Macedonian. They're not actually made in Macedonia. They were made by a friend of ours. But since two of our songs are Macedonian, we thought it was appropriate, and we could get three all alike. Our first song is Greek. It's called Samyotissa, and it's about a fellow singing to a Greek girl, saying how beautiful she is and enumerating her beautiful points, but saying, gee, it's a long place between the mainland and your island, and there are a lot more pretty girls in between here and there, so don't wait for me.
Samyotissa, Samyotissa, poteta pasti samo. Samyotissa, Samyotissa, poteta pasti samo. Rodatha rixos toyalo, Samyotissa, yamato. faro. Samyati sameti selyes hemetamara matya. Samyati sameti selyes hemetamara matya. Mukani stinkadulamu samyati sa salyaka matya.
Our second song is Macedonian. It's from the Pirin region of Bulgaria, which is in the southwestern corner of Bulgaria. And it is a sung in a very different style than you'll expect in the West. There's a lot of Eastern influence in Balkan music. They were conquered by the Turks and under them for several hundred years, so there's a lot of Eastern influence. This employs what's called diaphonic singing. You have a drone and the melody. And this is an anti-Turkish song. There's a guerrilla leader whose name was Yanis Sandanski. And he's walking in the mountains and he meets a beautiful young maiden. He says, if you're a real Macedonian, you'll come with us and help us fight the Turks. Song is from Croatia. This is part of Yugoslavia, and it's from the village of Gundici. And even though it's kind of slow, it is supposed to be a humorous song. They're deciding to marry this young girl off, and they're trying to decide who are they going to marry her to. And the first suggestion, we'll marry her to the swineherd. And she says, uh-uh, his clothes are all dirty. I don't want to have to wash them, greasy and everything like that. Why don't we try the shepherd? Uh-uh, all he ever eats is dry cheese, and I'm not going to live on that. And then they suggest, well, maybe the scribe, the educated man, the man with a lot of money, and she thinks that's quite all right.
Predite,
Song is again Macedonian. Its name is Pristin Mi Padna. That's P-R-S, Pristin. We don't know what it means. None of us speaking Macedonian. But at any rate, we like it. There's a dance that goes with it, too. We won't do that.
Pristin Mi Padna Male, Pristin Mi Padna. Pristin Mi Padna Male Ota Deleka. Ota Deleka Male Ota Deleka. Ota Deleka Male Vopeson Shina. Taksai Mu Taksai Neso Shokye. Taksai mu taksai nesho shoke mu taksai. Ida mu taksai male, ida mu taksai. Ida mu taksai male, faida si.
It took some doing to learn those songs. Let's give them another hand. And for their beautiful costumes, too. Oh, boy. When the brothers began to sing, they started singing just for fun. And they enjoyed it so much, they were all working, and their singing was just extracurricular, but they just loved it. So all four brothers hopped in, John, Dan, Mike, and Lee, and now they are the rapidly becoming nationally famous Peyton Brothers of Jacksonville. Let's welcome them. There are two more at home and a sister.
Very much. We've enjoyed our stay here at the Florida Folk Festival. Again, this is our second trip, and we were saying, I think last night, we especially enjoyed the workshops. We were commenting during our workshops. We did two of them, and one thing we tried to make clear is we're not totally a bluegrass band. We do some traditional stuff and some progressive sort of bluegrass. We'll start out here with a couple of traditional type tunes. That first one was a fiddle tune called Blackberry Blossom, and this next one is a good foot stomping, hand clapping, what we call acid bluegrass. If you've ever been to Disney World and been to the Country Bear Jamboree, you might have heard the bears there do this one. One about a bear called Old Slewfoot.
Bear's got a little pig and he's headed for the gate. Oh, he's
big around the middle and he's brought across the rump, doing 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been free. Some folks say it's a lot like me.
Saved up my money and I bought me some bees. I started making honey way up in the trees. I chopped down the trees, but my honey's all gone. Old Slewfoot's done made himself at home. Boy,
he's big around the middle and he's brought across the rump, doing 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been free. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Winter's coming on and it's 20 below. The river's frozen over, so where can he go? We'll chase him up the gully and we'll run him in the well. We'll shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell.
Oh, he's big around the middle and he's brought across the rump, doing 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been free. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot.
Thank you.
You people have got more sense than I guess we give you credit for. There's not a whole lot of people sitting down here in these hot chairs. We appreciate the ones of you that are. We like to
have the crowd down close. We wish we had time to talk all of you into coming down here, but we understand. We'll do a little bit more melatonin here, because if we do too many at that pace, we'll have to get up under the trees in the shade, too. This is one written by a fellow that we admire an awful lot. He's from Texas. His name is Michael Murphy, and he's not doing too much bluegrass-type music, but the songs that he does are earthy enough to be done by most any kind of group, and this one's a love song that he wrote for his wife. It's called Carolina in the Pines.
She came to me, said she knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked of trails she'd walked up far above the timber line. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs with Caroline. On the 14th, first quarter, the 21st, and the full moon in the last week brings a fullness to this earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart or mind. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina. Watching rainbows in the cold, and we'll talk of trails we've walked up far above the timber line. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina in the pines.
Michael Murphy so much, we're going to do another one of his songs. We feel a little bit guilty. We do so many of his. This is one that, in bluegrass, folk, whatever, that type music, the lyrics are very important. This is one we especially like. We identify with it. We all wear cowboy boots and lots of turquoise and silver and that sort of thing. And I think deep down inside, we all wish we were cowboys. There's something about that image that appeals to us, and because of that, this song is especially appealing to us. It's called Cosmic Cowboy.
Merry-go-rounds and burial grounds are all the same to me. Horses on post, kids and ghosts, or spirits I'd like to set free. Them city slicker pickers got a lot of slicker licks than me. But riding the range and being strange is where I want to be. I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. I just want to ride and rope and hoot. And I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. A supernatural country rockin' galoot. Skinny dippin' and Lone Star sippin' and steel guitars are just as good as Hollywood and them boogie-woogie bars. I'm gonna buy me a vest, head out west, my little woman and myself. And when we come to town, the people gather around and marvel at my little baby's health. I just wanna be a cosmic cowboy. I just want to ride and rope and hoot. I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. A supernatural country rockin' galoot. A big raccoon and a harvest moon keep running through my mind. I got me a woman, she lives down south, she fixed me supper at supper time. Don't bury me on the lone prairie, I'd rather play there alive. I'm doing my best to keep my thumb in the west, my little pinto in overdrive. And I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. I just want to ride and rope and hoot. And I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. A supernatural country rockin' galoot. And I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. I just want to ride and rope and hoot. I just want to be a cosmic cowboy. A supernatural country rockin' galoot. And up is not the way I want to shoot. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go from a nice mellow tune to another love song, we call it a lust song sometime. I don't know if that's an appropriate term or not, but this is a bluegrass standard, one that all bluegrass groups have done at one time or another, and we couldn't be billed as a bluegrass band without doing a few of these. Anyway, this is, I think Lester Flatt wrote it. That's something we got to discover for sure. We've heard it called a traditional tune, and we've also heard that he wrote it, but Flatt and Scruggs made it popular. It's called Rolling My Sweet Baby's Arm.
Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. I'll just lay around the shack till a mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Now where were you last Friday night while I was lying in jail? You were walking the streets with another man. You wouldn't even try and go my bail. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I roll in my sweet baby's arms. Don't like me. They drove me away from your door. If I had my life to live over, I'd never go there anymore. in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till a mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till a mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We noted just before we came up on stage that we had planned out what songs we wanted to do this show and neglected our youngest brother, Lee, who does some very fine lead vocals. And we're not going to let him sing, but we are going to let him show off just a little bit to close out this show. And we're going to feature him on the mandolin. This is a song I'm sure I know I heard somebody play it earlier in the weekend, one that's traditionally done on the fiddle. But we're going to let Lee show off just a bit on his mandolin and play an old standard. Help us out if you would and clap your hands. We'll see how fast we can make it go and really crank things up here just a little bit. He's going to pick one by a man named Irvin T. Rouse called the Orange Blossom Special.
Before we do this, we'd like to say thanks to people at Stereo 90 for providing the sound. I know they've been thanked before. We want to do it ourselves, and especially to the staff here at the center and Cousin Thelma and Barbara and all the people back here that have been keeping everything going. They've done a fine job, and we also appreciate y'all for coming out.
See if we can get Lee to pick it just a little bit faster this next go around. Nice. Cousin Thelma said do another one. That tickles us. Only problem is we don't know what we're going to do. Anybody got a suggestion? That's a weird... That's the best idea. Don't ever ask because then you'll get
then
bombarded.
Make somebody mad.
We'll do another old standard here, and rather than be partial to any one request, we'll do one we didn't hear a request for. Our policy has always been if you've got requests, keep them to yourselves because we're going to play what we want to anyway. So that's the case here. This is a song by, we always like to give credit to these people who write these songs because so often folks don't know who they are. This one was originally done by a man named Bascom Lamar Lunsford. It's called, you know that one, don't you? You're one of the few people that do.
He traded the rights to this song one time for a bus ticket to get out of the Yankee land and get back home. He was up in Chicago, and couldn't stand it, and he didn't have any money, so he traded the rights for a bus ticket, and the people that got them from him were nice enough when they realized how popular the song was and was going to be for a long time to give it back to him and get it where it belonged. So Bascom Lamar has now got just credit for this song.
Thank you, Mike.
Down the road just from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You go around the bend and you come back again for a jug of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and if that confuses it, I'll do. I'll have shook my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Bill's got a still on the hill where he makes him a barrel or two. The birds up in the sky get so drunk they can't.